It's 4:06, and you're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Gene Purcell, in for Veronica Rickert. Coming up, we'll talk about new FDA regulations that would restrict antibiotic use in livestock. But first, in a related topic, experts say we are on the brink of a post-antibiotic era.
And part of the problem is there are very few new antibiotics being developed, in part because drug companies don't make as much money off of the drugs because they're taken for short periods of time when people need to use them.
So one effort to solve this problem is the ILiAD Project, which gives the public a chance to participate in his or her own antibiotic research.
Here to explain what this project is, how it works, and how you can join in are the men behind ILiAD: Josiah Zahner, a fellow in synthetic biology at NASA, and Mark Opel, a neurobiologist and drug development specialist. Josiah, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks.
And Mark, welcome to you as well.
Thanks, guys.
So Josiah, what exactly is the ILiAD Project?
So the ILiAD Project is an open science project. It works on the premise of sending people a kit that provides everything they need to test plants and organisms for antibacterial properties. We named it the ILiAD as an acronym for the International Laboratory for Identification of Antibacterial Drugs, and also because we thought the project would be a huge undertaking and of epic proportions.
Yeah. That's a good source to draw from there. And Mark, if I decided to sign up for ILiAD, what do I do and what would I get?
Yeah, sure. So basically, we have a number of different kits. Right now, the most popular ones called the Super Kit. What you get with that is basically everything that you would need to extract sort of these natural compounds from plants that you might find around your yard or your house. And so that would come in a box, and you'd unwrap it, and basically you go through this three-step process. And without going into too many details, at the end, you can determine whether or not, you know, your leaf or your shrub or your insect had antibiotic activity. And we encourage you to upload your results to the ILiAD Project website. And what that website is just an integrative, an interactive map that shows where everyone is around the world that's tested samples. And then in collaboration with some of our collaborators, we go and then try to independently verify them.
So you embrace social media there, too, to maybe get people on board and get them excited, it sounds like. So, Josiah, I was one of the most inept high school biology students ever. My dissections were unrecognizable. Do you want even people like me, or do you need a little more science skill than I have to participate?
Yeah, no, you know what? To be honest with you, I also wasn't that good at, biology in high school. And I think, in part, it's because that the science wasn't exciting. They'd give you an experiment to do, and it would be like, do A, do B, and expect C. And you're just like goofing around, and you never get C, and you're like, why not? But that's not science, you know? Then when I went to college and I went to graduate school, I learned that science is about discovery. It's about finding new things and seeing things that people haven't seen before. And I think that this is what one of our goals in the project is to teach people what science really is, right? Science is discovery. It's not this A, B, C, boring, oh, I don't care and easy for me to mess up thing.
So we'll get back into the possible outcomes here. But Mark, part of the goal, apart from finding antibiotics, is to get people involved in doing science and excited about science, it sounds like.
Yeah, that's correct. Just to echo Josiah's point, you know, I was actually discouraged from going into science in high school, which is ironic given my title now. And, you know, it really is funny. You know, what we're trying to do is, you know, we're trying to basically raise a whole new generation of people, you, your mom, your children, whoever, and get them excited about science through actually doing it. And, you know, this is, you know, might be considered a fun project for, children in school, high school students, so on and so forth. But the really cool part about it is that it could actually have an impact.
And Josiah, you mentioned people just with this kit that they would get in the program would take plants in particular, plant material. Why plants? Is that a proven source in the past of antibiotics?
So yeah, people have found antibiotics in plants before. It's not just plants, but plants are one of the easiest and non-threatening things to suggest to people, right? You can also test insects. We have kits available that allow you to test bacteria, which are a huge source of antibiotics. Test fungus and all these other things, right? Penicillin came from fungus. You know, other streptomycin came from bacteria. So, like, you know, antibiotics have been found from these things before.
And this isn't, we're gonna not going to start any kind of outbreak with people doing these home biology projects, are we, Mark?
No, absolutely not. The bacteria that is provided in the kit is non-pathogenic, which means it's non-disease causing. And that's really not an issue with the kit.
And Josiah, what's the next step then? So I get a hit and I get something from a shrub outside my house and it kills that non-pathogenic bacteria you've sent along. I share my results on social media. How would that be developed then? How would somebody run with that to hopefully turn that into a replicable form of antibiotic that we could use to fight disease?
No, that's a good question. I mean, the first part would be, you know, you post your thing on the internet and people see it and they're like, wow, that was really cool. Let me replicate it, right? Because, you know, people make mistakes, stuff happens. So you get a bunch of people that test it and they're like, wow, we all have the same result. So you have other people helping you out, other people verifying your results. It's part of the scientific process. Next, then we'd see that. We'd contact you, talk a little bit about it, have you send us sample. You know, we'd send you a prepaid envelope. You'd send us some of the sample. And then we'd try to isolate the compounds that are actually causing that antibacterial effect. And there are common techniques to do that, including chromatography and mass spectrometry and things like that.
And Mark, what would you consider to be success in the Iliad project? What does success look like?
Yeah, I think there's varying levels of success. You know, our first point here is that we want to get as many people involved as possible. We think that, you know, from a scientific discovery development standpoint, you know, a lot of the low-hanging fruit's already been plucked in the antibiotic industry. So the more people that we get, the more people that we get around the world to do this, it's going to increase our chances of finding positive hits. But the secondary point is that we just want to get people involved. We want to get people educated about antibiotic resistance. It's a huge issue. At least 2 million people get infected with antibiotic-resistant bacteria every year. And, you know, that's something that the drug community should not take lightly. And hopefully by increasing awareness, you know, we can sort of prompt them and push them in that direction.
Josiah, this isn't the first example of crowdsourcing science. I know there have been online things where people helped learn how proteins can fold. People have hunted for stars in crowdsourced projects. Is this a wave of the future for science, do you think?
Yeah, I honestly really do think it is. I think that not just crowdsourcing. I mean, I know people call it crowdsourcing because you're looking to the crowd for help, but I like to refer to it as open science, right? Mm. There's scientists out there all over the world. There's probably people out there who've never studied, you know, went to a PhD program at all that know more than me about certain topics like this. We want those people to start to contribute either by prompting them through providing projects like this or by, you know, giving them the resources that they need to do it. I think that the future you'll have projects where the whole world can contribute to a problem that affects the whole world. And that's obviously, that would be the easiest way to solve it.
Mark, I bet we've got a lot of people out there, individuals, maybe teachers, thinking, all right, I want to do this. How do I do it? Where do they go to get information and get their starter kit?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are running a funding campaign right now through the website Indiegogo. And you can go, in addition to that, the link is the-iliad.org, and that has all the information and where you can purchase the kits. And, you know, I like that you bring that point up because we've been getting a lot of correspondence from schools across the United States, across the world, actually, that want to collaborate with us, they want to get this into their classrooms because, you know, as I mentioned before, it's a two-pronged approach, educational and huge societal impact. So we're going to continue to work, moving forward, working directly with schools and directly with that next generation I spoke about previously.
Mark, thanks a lot for joining us today.
All right, thank you.
And Josiah, thanks to you as well. That was Josiah Zahner, a new synthetic biology fellow at NASA, and Mark Opel, a neurobiologist and drug development specialist. That website again, the-iliad.org.